Hello everybody, Andy here again. Lovely sunny day, so I thought I'd come down the beach and you might be able to hear the waves crashing around my ankles very nearly. What I wanted to talk about today was Twitter actually, and the internet generally, because I met a friend of mine who plays in a local band the other day, and tied up with audio booze as well for that matter, and he was saying that he was supposed to be writing something like a 3,500 word essay for work or for his college course or whatever it might be. And listening to my audio booze blogs and vlogs and all that sort of stuff was wasting his time. And I think that's the problem, isn't it? The internet is a sort of our favourite waste of time in some ways. And how you use it, it's like anything. You should use it wisely, you know, use your time wisely, use the technology wisely. But Twitter in particular, I think, because that's in some ways sort of taken over my life in more ways than other things have. Yes, I use Facebook, but a lot of my Facebook dealings actually come via Twitter anyway, because my Twitterings are linked straight away to Facebook. Now, I know that annoys some people because it duplicates things, but it shares them out, and I have a conversation going in two separate places sometimes. But the one thing about Twitter that I've really taken to, and I've mentioned on several times before, that I wasn't a great lover of it at first. I've been on there now for 2 and a bit years, I suppose, possibly a bit more than that. Time flies, doesn't it? And I wasn't the greatest lover of it, but now I see the good thing about it, especially the local aspect, and that's something that's really taken off. One of the things that really got me into it was meeting up with like-minded people locally. And there was a group of us, because obviously, as with all of these technologies, at first, there aren't too many people about, and you get to know each other, and people start to follow you, you know, and you follow the links, blah, blah, blah. You know, so-and-so's following you, you check them out, and think, oh, they're local, have a look, and you start following them, and you build up these little relationships, even if you don't meet the people. And the vast majority of local people that I correspond with or interact with, I've never met before, and possibly never will meet. But we actually had three or four sort of tweet-ups, which one of the group actually was sensible enough to arrange. They sort of died away, because a couple of the people moved away, but I think it's taken off even more. Now is the time when I've been thinking myself about, we need another tweet up locally. And I know there is somebody who's been talking about doing this. And, you know, you get to a point and you think, we need to do this again, because there's so many people there building up these relationships. And you build up little online friendships, as I said, without even meeting the people. And it's a bit like the other things, isn't it? You sort of sound each other out in a way, because you can see what the interests are of people, what they do. You know, okay, obviously you can follow their links that they might put onto their websites or et cetera, et cetera. And it builds up that sort of virtual community, but other people start getting involved with us. I've got a couple of examples. Today, someone locally happened to put up, you know, I need a local painter and decorator. Can you give me some names? I sent this particular person a name, and I know other people did as well. Little things like that. Now, how would you go about that? That word of mouth, personal recommendations are better than anything around. And Twitter is a great way of doing that, rather than asking about, and it's instant. That's the point of it. Very nearly instant as well. Especially, it obviously depends on the amount of followers you get. But I think that's a great example of that. And I was talking to my brother-in-law about this the other day. A sort of an online community that he's got involved in, and it reminded me very much of a lot of the communities, because I consider the Twitter community to be a community, a bit like the old YouTube community that was around then. But being local sets it apart, I think, from so many of these other online communities, which are disparate. They're all over the world, aren't they? My friends, YouTube friends, internet friends, literally range far and wide. I'm not going to meet them very often, whereas with these people you can meet them. I've said to my brother-in-law, I've actually been recognized a couple of times through Twitter. You know, that's quite strange. You know, it's a bit different when someone watches a video of yours and sees you and said, oh, you're Andy, aren't you? That's right. And I've had a couple of these on a couple of cases where people have approached me or told me that they've seen me and say, yeah, I saw you earlier on having a cup of coffee somewhere. I recognised you from your profile picture, which is nice to know that that it works. So, ramble maybe, but it's just something that struck me walking along here to the beach, is that these communities are getting stronger. And I'd say I've really noticed that. In some ways, I interact now more with the local side of things than I do with the internet side of things. And that's a real reversal on what it used to be. I've got to know so many people, built up contacts, and conduct a certain amount of business, whether it be for radio stations, promoting CDs or anything like that, or just asking a question, putting something out there, as the local paper do. They here in Hastings, they actually put things out there, and they are pretty avid tweeters, etc., and they listen, and that's the point. We had, once again, a little conversation today via the local paper about our MP and whether they should be on Twitter, and as I pointed out, well, personally, I think it's up to them. I think they're missing something if they're not. But as with all of these people, whether it be a person, whether it be a company, whether it be a celebrity or whatever, it's no good going into this half-heartedly. You need, if you're going to immerse yourself in social media, technology, Twitter, YouTube, blogs, vlogs, whatever it might be, audio booths, you need to do it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, don't bother at all, because it's better you not to have a presence than to have one which is frankly rubbish. But there's lots of people, and there's a growing amount of people. I'm discovering people more and more in a local area, and that's good, because you say you're building up that little community. All you need to do now is take that next step and actually meet the people in real life, the same way that I have done with my YouTube colleagues as well when I've been able to. So there you go. I'm going to sit here and I thought the tide was going out. I've got a funny feeling it might be coming in, so I might have to move very shortly. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.